Welcome back, Wisconsin. I am Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly, my fabulous producer. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So we've spent some time. I've been ranting and raving about these basic, it's misogyny, right? Like we have a word for this crap that comes out of J.D. Vance and the likes of Derek Van Orten about women's place being in the home. And I find it, you know, not the least bit ironic that Derek Van Orten is about to be unseated in the 3rd Congressional District by a woman, no less. Go get him, Rebecca Cook. I hope she beats him by double digits, Brian. It would be the only correct result from someone who espouses such drivel and nonsense. But it is not the only local election that pits what I would call a very reasonable Democrat against a Republican that has said absolutely revolting things. There is a young man who is running for the hotly contested 94th Assembly District. This is the 94th Assembly District, so state government here. His name is Ryan Hepsch. Now, if Hepsch's name sounds vaguely familiar to you, that would be because, you know, nepotism is good. It happens a lot in politics. His dad previously held this same assembly seat, and he actually became assembly speaker. His name was Mike Hepsch. He spent 16 years as a Republican in the legislature, and in 2011, under Scott Walker, Mike Hepsch, the dad, began serving as the secretary of the Department of Administration under then-Governor Scott Walker, and he was later appointed to the Public Service Commission, a job he stepped down from in 2020. Right, his dad's been in politics and, you know, working off the public dime forever. Now his son wanting to take over the reins from dear old dad. Now, to set the table even further, Mike Hepsch, back in 2001, called Tim Carpenter a gay slur on the Senate floor and actually had to apologize for
what?
This. Yeah. This was back in, again, 2001. Then Representative Mike Hepsch, the dad, called Tim Carpenter on the mics in a debate, in a floor debate, a gay slur, had to apologize. So like father, like son, this apple has not fallen far from the tree. Ryan Hepsch has had some really disturbing posts on Twitter. So this is the son now. In 2014, the post was kind of confusing. It was a meme. It involved the black rapper Tyler, the Creator. So Tyler, the Creator, is wearing a green baseball cap that says the word golf on it. And next to him in the meme has been superimposed a golf ball wearing a green hat with a racial slur on it. Very nice. This is what Ryan Hepsch puts back out there. And he responds to it and amplifies it by saying, "I need a hat for my balls." Very nice. Then comes his a Facebook post from 2010. This is him with a rifle at a military base. And he says, "Can't wait to kill some blank." And it is an ethnic slur for people of Arab descent. And then he posts this. "LOL, that was racist. Sorry, everyone. But I'm joining the Marines, so just saying." By the way, Hepsch never joined the Marines, never served, so that was false. If you know it's racist, just a little tip for Ryan, probably don't post that. He's also used the term retarded numerous times in tweets, including one in 2013 that said the B-I blankety blank blank word. "You just went full retarded."
It's a tropical, it's a movie reference, but again, you really shouldn't be making that, especially if you're going to be doing anything political later on. Actually, anything at all. You probably shouldn't say that at all.
Yeah. And like, keep in mind, this is his dad is very active in GOP politics. This was all during this time. This would have been known, right? He's now 28. He's running again. This is in the 94th Assembly District. If that is where you are, take note, because he's running against Democratic Rep. Steve Doyle of Onalaska. So it's up in that area in western Wisconsin. He's apologized. He said, oh, I did this when I was young and stupid. I never said anything like that when I was young and stupid. Never, never did. Not in private, not to a friend, certainly not on social media. But to me, this is kind of, if the culture of your party is one of racism and bigotry and otherizing people and telling women they have no business in the workplace or politics or anywhere, that's cutthroat. Like, isn't this what you end up with? I just, to everybody out there, like, this should not be acceptable from any candidate. Can we go back to when things were, I want to make America normal again, Brian, where we used to universally say, saying racist things bad, and if you do, you don't get to be an elected official. Is that too much to ask?
Well, Maggie, I don't know if you've ever seen a movie from the 80s, but I watched a couple over the weekend.
Yeah, they don't age well.
They do not age well. There's a...
We should do a whole show about that. Like, which segments from which films do you think have aged the most awkwardly?
Hey, Darby, why don't you come and watch this movie? It's, oh,
never mind.
Let's not. Let's not. There's a couple Darby things in
is,
here. That
is, of course, Brian's beautiful daughter, yep, who is amazing. How old is she now?
She, first day of school today, she's a seventh grader. She's 12. And
oh, my goodness.
By the way, she's taller than Amy, and she's up to my chin. I'm 6'5", and she's at my chin right now. You know where this ends, Maggie.
Yes, on a rugby field, winning a national championship for sure. I have a number of rugby balls. Anytime she'd like to learn the scrum formation, just hit me up. That's Fancy Bryant Kelly. His daughter is the amazing and tall 12-year-old Darby, who just started school yesterday. Happy first day of school, Darby. Maybe a day late, but certainly not a dollar short. That's going to do it for us this Wednesday, everybody. As always, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But remember, it is better when we stand together.